I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we'll take a quick time out from business at hand. Storylines in the NFL and what's going to define the season in the NFL. Sully has got a rapid fire set up here. Now, I'm no way I'm going to be able to take my time with all these, so certain ones will be short answers, but let me hear them.
Yeah, as you say to Dave Richard every week, spend as little or as much time on these as you want. So there's nine of them.
I like it. It's good flexibility for the answers.
No, it's true. Bill Barnwell, nine questions that could define the NFL season, starting with, Mike, is Deshaun Watson an MVP candidate?
Yes. I don't think there's any question about it. And now that they've actually gotten him some protection with Tunsil, the problem is they lost their first-round pick to right tackle. Looks like he blew his knee out against Kansas City. But yeah, Mike, he is. And he's a guy that I'd be terrified of facing.
Finito.
Question number two. What the heck happened to the Cowboys offense?
They lost Tyron Smith. They lost Lyle Collins. They lost Amari Cooper. It's really not hard to figure out, and I can't believe this is your question to me.
Well, they say the simplest story is that the Cowboys faced pushovers the first 3 weeks before moving up against tougher competition.
Yeah, sure, but you don't think losing one of the best top three left tackles in the game matters? Losing your right tackle? Having Amari Cooper's feet fall off? I mean, okay, fine, but it's pretty clear what happened. Next. This is silliness.
Here's an outside-the-box one. Should the Chiefs sit Patrick Mahomes for a week? Dealing with a little bit of an injury, clearly hasn't been right. Sit him down, give him a week.
Ask me tonight at 9:30.
Yeah.
You know, if he still looks the same as he has the last 2 weeks, I'd say yes. I mean, last week you could tell there was one play in particular. He got flushed, and instead of uncorking one of those Mahomesian throws, he ended up turfing one because he couldn't push off and get enough on it. It's clear the ankle's not right. So, yeah, Mike, if he looks like crap tonight, the answer's yes. If he looks like himself tonight, the answer's no. I don't know how to say it otherwise.
Who wants pizza?
Okay, which contender has the most pressing need right now to address the trade market and go out and make a trade? Some of the teams they mentioned, maybe the Eagles, the Vikings. They're a team in mind that you have that should go make a trade right now.
Oh, it's Philly, and they should be combing the market for a corner. You know, Ronald Darby and Sidney Jones and Avante Maddox, they're just not good enough at corner. So, yeah, run out. And would I be calling Denver about Chris Harris Jr.? Yeah, I would. Would I have been in the Ramsey talks? Yes, I would. To me, it's Philly, and it's getting a corner. Yes.
Double box.
Should the Falcons fire Dan Quinn?
Yes, next. He's a bum. He's a defensive coach who has a bad defense. Goodbye.
All right, next one here, very relevant, because the Lions are playing them. Can the Vikings win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins as their quarterback?
No. Look, I think Cousins and Stafford are very similar in this regard, albeit different players. Cousins, in a big moment, choke artist. And he's risk-averse to a point that he hurts his team. Last week, yeah, that's great. He cut it loose against Philly. But will he do it on the road this week against the Lions in a tight spot, 3rd and 6, and uncork a beautiful throw? Need to see it to believe it. I don't trust Kirk Cousins in a big moment. I just don't.
All right, Sunday's 20-7 loss to the Niners wasn't the worst offensive game we've seen from the Rams under Sean McVay, but it was pretty close. Is the Rams' offense broken?
Yes, because Jared Goff cannot exist without 30, 32, 33% of his passes being off deep play action. Todd Gurley's done. We said that before the season. Their running game doesn't look right. The O-line doesn't look right. And Jared Goff cannot go back in the shotgun and drop back and pass 30, 35, 40 times because he's not good enough. So, ergo, the offense is busted. at every level. Quarterback, O-line, running back.
Especially when pressured, too.
He's awful.
Niners pressured him 43% of his dropback.
Yeah, and again, the Niners have built a front that is very, very scary. And Nick Bosa is just a bull. I mean, the power rushes he's as a rookie. You have guys like, you know, Buckner, who's a stud. And then they rotate guys who never really panned out as great, but situationally with Solomon Thomas and Eric Armstead, they can be productive. Yeah. I mean, Frisco, you want to talk about building the team. Look at that front and then tell me what you're supposed to do with that.
Oh, my God. How do you pick the Lions? How are the Lions going to win this game? The Steelers, they're so hot.
All right, question eight. This topic keeps getting brought up, it seems, and will continue to because there's not much reason to think things are going to get better. Are the Dolphins the worst team in NFL history?
I feel like you ask me this every week and expect my answer to be different. Yes, Mike.
Well, like, last year I think it was the past decade.
No,
this
but
one
you,
is
you've
history.
Asked me this question 3 weeks in a row, I think. Like
one of the biggest stories.
Just stop asking it for like 2 weeks, and then my old ass will forget that you ever asked it, and then maybe I'll give you an answer. But like, it's not going to change.
This was on Barnwell's list. They've been outscored 138 points through five games.
They're an embarrassment.
Crazy.
They're forcibly tanking. The only thing worse is Goodell saying that, no, we don't think they're tanking. What are you watching? Mike, yes.
All right, and lastly, we've talked about this with the Jaguars, but this one's about the Panthers. Should the Panthers keep Kyle Allen in the lineup even after Cam Newton is healthy enough to play?
I know. I know that it's probably reactionary, but I thought Cam was done before the season, so unless you're going to be able to turn the clock back to, say, 2013, I'm not sure how you would take Kyle Allen out. Cam just doesn't look like the same guy. I just, barring his mobility being back with the foot and his throwing ability with the shoulder, I don't know how you would dare take Kyle Allen out. He's managing the game, he's not turning it over, and they're winning.
Same with Minshew.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.